won't start again and just finish today this short series we've been doing on the five C's of communion. And over a period of months we've looked at various things, and we've looked at the commandment of communion, we've looked at the commemorative state of communion, we've looked at the covenant of communion, and we've celebrated communion. Is that the next slide? Oh, that's right, okay, celebrate. And then the next one we want to come to is commitment. There we go. Sorry, something gone wrong with the thing. But we want to look about commitment. We want to look at the whole concept of coming around the Lord's table, of dining with the Lord. And one thing I found out was, if you look at the concept of having a meal in biblical times, it wasn't just a case of, oh, we'll have someone round for a meal. You invited people round for a meal to befriend them. You did it because you're in a special relationship with them, or you wanted to develop your relationship with them. One of the two of the things, it was talks about it being called table fellowship. Another thing is, well, it said in the scriptures, sometimes in Roman times it was called eating salt with someone. Now, of course, salt was a very precious commodity in those days, and it's the source in English of where we get our word salary. Salt was so precious that sometimes people certainly were actually paid in salt, which they could then trade. So to eat salt with somebody was a very special time. We've tended to abuse that a little bit in our modern times, and you know, there are people who will invite someone out for a meal and have a wonderful meal with them, and it's almost like they're trying to soften the blow of what's to come. You know, the managing director would have someone round, you know, come for a meal, bring your wife, let's have a good evening together. Oh, and by the way, you're going to be sacked on Monday. But in biblical times, it was a special friendship. It was a time of coming together. Now, of course, if someone abused that privilege, if someone had dined at your table and was a great friend, and then did something against you, that was considered a real slight. It was considered an abuse of that friendship. And if you look at Obadiah, verse 7, it says this: all your allies will force you to the border. Your friends will deceive and overpower you. Those who eat your bread will set a trap for you, but you will not detect it. Those who eat your bread will set a trap for you. That's a real turnaround. That's the person you were going to say, I thought he was my friend. I thought we were in an arrangement together. But no, he went and set a trap. And again in Psalm 41 and verse 9 it says this: even my close friend, someone I trusted, one who shared my bread, has turned against me. Someone who shared my bread has turned against me. And in John 13 and verse 18, this is Jesus coming to the Last Supper. It says this: I am not referring to all of you. I know those I have chosen. But this is to fulfill this passage of Scripture: he who shared my bread has turned against me. And that's the direct quote from the psalm we just read. And if you look at the Greek, the word where it says turned against me, it actually says it's lifted up his heel against me. Which is one of those, I suppose, quaint biblical expressions now. It's not something we use. But if you turned your heel against someone, you were kicking them in the teeth virtually. Now, these are not positive situations, these two scriptures. These are scriptures that said, look, we wanted to befriend you, we wanted to fellowship with you, we want to have a good time with you, and you've spoiled it, you've turned it round, you've made it wrong. Jesus sat down to eat this fellowship meal with his closest friends. Jesus wanted commitment, and he wanted the same commitment from those he sat down with as he was prepared to give. Think of the commitment that Jesus has been prepared to give you. Jesus has been prepared to leave heaven. You know, hey, Dad, it's comfortable here. I've got everything I need. I'm living, you know, there's an old hymn that says that he did leave his throne and his kingly crown when he came to heaven for me. He came to earth for me. He gave up everything. And he walked the earth. And then he was tortured. He was whipped. He was abused. And he died on a cross. That's commitment. That's doing what God's asked. And God's saying, are you committed to me? Are you committed to me? When you share in with Jesus in his meal, he's trusting that you're going to be faithful. He's trusting that you're going to be loyal. And if you accept the meal, you're committing yourself to Jesus. And as we join in a fellowship meal with Jesus, the expectation is this, that we won't be disloyal to him. We won't violate the friendship and we won't dishonour his name. Chris said something earlier on about when we go to this concert on Friday. All we've got to be to people is Jesus. We don't have to be creepy crawly. We don't have to be pushy pushy. We just have to be Jesus to people. But Jesus wants us to be loyal to him. You know, when someone comes and says, well, do you go to that church? Well, yes, I do actually, yes. You know, no, yes, I'm a part of Wellspring Victory Church. There's a difference in the way we present ourselves. One in a way is disloyal. It's not lying, but it's disloyal. And the other way is saying, yeah, I'm committed to Jesus. I'm prepared to say, I'm with Jesus. God wants us to be loyal and faithful. And he doesn't want us, he talks in 1 Corinthians, we're going to read in a minute, he didn't want us to partake in heathen feasts. 1 Corinthians 10 says this, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons too. You cannot have a part in both the Lord's table and the table of demons. What he's saying is, be careful. I mean, I know today we do sit down and we eat meals with all sorts of people at different times. You say, are you committing yourself to them? Are you allying yourself with something which takes you away from God? Are you being disloyal to his name? God's saying to you, you can't have a foot in both camps. You eat with the Lord or you eat with the devil. Scripture urges us to examine ourselves. Have we eaten at the wrong table? Did we eat with Jesus one day and then the next day go and eat with the devil? Now, not one of us would readily admit to eating with the devil. But sometimes we've got to stop and look at things not from our own point of view, but the way Jesus looks at it. How does Jesus view our actions and our deeds and our attitudes? Ignoring Jesus can be denying him. And there are many other things, and you know what I mean. We're going to take communion in a few minutes. Let us remember the different things. We talked about the commandment. I'm sorry, the slide's gone completely wrong. We'll look at them all together. The command, it's a command of Jesus that we meet together. It's commemorative. It says we have to remember the Lord's death. Scripture says, and remember this until he comes. It's a covenant. God is committed to you through covenant promises. Are you prepared to join in that same covenant and be committed back to God? Last time I spoke, we spoke about celebrating. Come on and celebrate this gift of love. We celebrate. Seems strange, doesn't it? That we would think of someone dying on a cross, of being whipped and tortured, and then dying, and we're going to celebrate. And that's exactly what God wants us to do. God wants us to rejoice that Jesus fulfilled his commitment to God so that we should become part of his family. And this final C, this commitment, as we take this meal, we're going to commit ourselves to fellowship with one another. We're going to commit ourselves to loyalty to Jesus. Now that's too heavy for you, then I would suggest this morning, let the basket go by. But if we want to be committed to Jesus, then we take the bread, and we take the wine, and we take it as a fellowship meal that says, I am committed to Jesus. I'm committed to the Lord. God is already committed to you. God has made his covenant promises. Right from the beginning, God planned this very day. God's committed to you. Are you committed to God? It's two ways. In a few minutes, we're going to break bread. We'll do it slightly differently, but we'll come to that in a sec. But before that, I think Andrew's got a song he wants to sing. You know, what we'll do, when Andrew sings his song, we'll ask a couple of people to come out and serve the bread and the wine. But I want it's a two-handed job this morning. I want you to hold the bread, and I want you to hold the wine, And then we'll all take both the bread and the wine, and we'll both eat all the fellowship meal together.